In a 2-1 decision, judges wrote that the legislative map Republicans drew in 2011 was intended to burden the rights of Democratic voters, and it had succeeded. The ruling could be appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. The Campaign Legal Center's Ruth Greenwood, one of the lawyers who brought the case, said as it stands now, the ruling means that the map, which was just in place for the November election, would not be used again in Wisconsin.
If this gets upheld by the Supreme Court, if there's an appeal process, then that would mean the test that we've developed applies to every state in the nation, and so potentially dozens of plans can get struck down as partisan gerrymanders.
The court will decide next what should replace the old map. Spokesman for Wisconsin Attorney General Brad Schimmel and Governor Scott Walker said they were reviewing the decision. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.